Fairfax County Police Officer Jessica Kane explains to area high school girls how her motors squad works. She also demonstrates how to make traffic stops, all part of many classes the police department offered in a week-long program called Future Women Leaders in Law Enforcement.
But I would like them to grab a full understanding of what it is to be a police officer and what is the job that we do.
34 students took part in the program, which is designed to recruit young women of diverse backgrounds. Ted Arne, Deputy Chief of Police for Investigations, says female officers make up just 13% of the county's 1,300-member police force.
We have a long way to go. We can do a lot better. And so we want to make sure that our high schoolers see law enforcement as a good career opportunity for them, particularly here in their own neighborhood.
The girls learn firsthand the ins and outs of day-to-day police work, such as working on patrol, defense tactics, physical training, firearm safety, and crime scene investigations. They also discover the importance of leadership skills.
The program shows to the participants that there's really no limitations in what they can do in law enforcement. I think it's important for these young ladies to know that women can be just as good as the male officers and that there's nothing holding them back.
Toward the end of the program, most participants say their perspective about police has changed.
At first, I wasn't sure about cops. I was like, but seeing that I want to be one, you know, it makes me very appreciative of what they do and how they risk their lives.
This week has really shown me my abilities and just that I can really do anything. Even though I'm a girl, you know, I'm still strong, and I've learned that you do have to work hard for it. But yes, I think I can be a police officer.
The participants also say they realize being in law enforcement can be dangerous at times, but it's worth it, and that's all that matters. For producer June So, Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.